It's all a bunch of food.
You had your own little town here, pretty much, with a mine over there?
We had a store here and a post office here. And, of course, we had a gin right up here. We had our own gin. And wasn't nothing else to the town. There was two stores here, really, because we had one, a fella named Roe had one right up here where these barns are. And he had a little store up there, but he catched what he could there, but he wasn't punishing any family. Now, Daddy and them punished all the people on this place and punished all of them on that place over yon and two places back this way. And going up in East Carroll. But they, in other words, they had the laborers about five plantations that bought 90% of their groceries and merchandise of all clothes and shoes and everything else at the store. And he did a big business. We'd buy a carload of flour and meal better than once a month. I'd say it'd make about three carloads in 2 months.
How did it come?
It came by rail.
Yeah.
Came by rail, out here to the railroad, and unloaded right up here at either Enoka or Tallahassee. And I'd haul it in here when I was got up. And we used to haul the cotton to the river, and we shipped the cotton. Once in a while, we shipped a little cotton by rail, but most of the time, the cotton was shipped by boat. Of course, then later on in the years, when got some cotton buyers close on, we used to sell the cotton locally. You know, to Anderson Clayton, that was one of your big cotton buyers. But for years, all ours went to New Orleans.
What sort of crops did you raise? You're more diversified now than you were then.
Well, back in those days, we didn't raise nothing to sell but cotton. Up until long after I got out of college, which was in 1933. Then we went into cow business, and of course we had cattle and cotton and soybean. We gradually went into the soybean business. Soybeans, when we started out with soybeans didn't start in this country till about, I'd say 15 years to 18 years ago. Up until then, there wasn't many soybeans. It was just a little soybeans, a little black bean that was raised in the corn, planted along in with the corn. You'd pick the corn and you'd combine the soybean. And that done stuff. But then it went into the oil bean, which is a yellow bean. And that really didn't start in this country until about 20 years ago, maybe, instead of 15, 18. Up till then, we just raised this other one for fertilizer. It fertilized your ground and plowed it under, and also for grazing purposes, make hay out of it before we got the beans on it. And that's about all we raised. And then I don't think we ever sold a wagon load of corn in our life. Back in the olden days, we used it all for the mules. And then we used to raise oats for the mules, and we didn't sell any oats. Then one year, for 3 or 4 years back young, way back there in the late 30s, we combined and sold a good bit of vetch seeds, especially off of a place we had up in East Carroll. Vetch and peas, and wild winter peas. And I really think we were the first ones ever combined into that in this country.
Vetch
seed? Vetch and winter peas. You know, they plant that for fertilizer. We used to raise a lot of that.
Yeah. But farming, I guess, the combine has really changed things.
Oh, well, you had a little old combine you pulled behind a tractor and it broke down more than it was running. And now you got self-propelled combines, and where they used to cost $1,200 to $1,500, they now cost $40,000. And they're way up there now. When I was a kid, I didn't think they'd ever invent a cotton picker. I just thought that would be absolutely impossible. But they finally invented a cotton picker. Got just about as